All right, if you could find your way back to your seats. My personal goal is to be able to finish this by 4. So, yan, tingnan lang natin kung saan tayo abutin. You probably have some questions or clarifications. If you could just hold on to it a while, I'll just finish the part on the meeting side pagdating sa local church, and then if you have things that you'd like to clarify, we can talk about it pa. Okay. Sige. On the side naman of the meeting sa church, ito, madugo yan. Alam ko, minsan averse tayo pagdating sa meetings. Parang meeting na naman, yung parang ganyan. Well, you know from our discussions on death by meeting and the advantage by Patrick Lencioni, how many of you are familiar dun sa discussion ng meeting? I don't know if you, kasama yung sa, I think, madi-discuss, I don't know if Pastor Carlos will still be here to be able to talk about that. No? But he did a good summary of the Death by Meeting book. And part of what's mentioned there, that one of the propositions there, is that the reason why we're averse with meetings is because the meetings that we are in are either boring, directionless, or unpurposeful. So, pero if you get to encounter good meetings, you'll actually look forward to the next one. Think about the meetings that you already have. Na sobrang mo nililook forward. Meron kami mga ganun nilet eh. Kasi those meetings have such a huge effect on us. So for example, around every 2 months, we get to gather together with the Taft guys, mga Taft, mga taga-Taft, kasi nga, parang nag-converge na kami dito. So sina Pastor Addo, Pastor Nixon, Pastor CJ, Pastor Jonathan, Pastor Donnie, and each of our wives. We gather together and just, you know, wala lang, hang out, talk, reconnect. We've been together since 1997, or probably many of us prior to that. That's a meeting that I'm looking forward to each time. Well, because for us, it's purposeful. Grabe na encourage talaga kami nila each time we go there. What if we could make our admin meetings in church something like that? It would leave such a flavor na ganun talaga yung dulo. So now, that's not part of our discussion how to manage your meetings, but just to say, that if you had opportunity to prepare well for it, you could actually end it on time. And that's one of the things that make meetings something to look forward to. Kapag meron kang admin meetings that end on time, matutuwa ka. They start on time, they end on time, tapos meron kayo na-accomplish, tapos yung hindi nyo napag-usapan dahil dun sa direction ng discussion, you'll put it on parking and just say, we'll meet again next week. Okay, so at least prepare nyo na to. And then you do some other tools. Natutunan ko to kay Pastor Raymond, wala si Pastor Raymond, Trello. Bro, and when he taught us about Trello, and I think Pastor John Dolor in LV, I think they use Productive. Okay, isang app din yon. Nakatulong yung sa amin kasi it's a project management and collaboration app. All of us would have that either on your desktop or your mobile. How many of you are familiar with it? Trello or Productive or any of those Moxtra? Iba-ibang mga ginagamit. Bro, nakatulong yung sa amin kasi kahit natapos na yung actual na sit-down sa meetings, if we have time, we just take a look at the comments on Trello about a certain topic that was discussed and we just put in our comments there. It's almost like the meeting, the discussion is going on throughout the week such that it now streamlines our discussion when we meet again for next week. May mga ganong klaseng tools to be able to help make our meetings better. But the purpose of this discussion is to help you identify what are the meetings that you and only you can do. Kasi you narrow it down to the meetings na ikaw lang talaga naman talaga ang dapat gagawa. So, isa sa mga halimbawa niyan, and this is not an exhaustive list again, would be a strategic plan. You would need to do something like that. Nilagay ko lang na 5 years kasi that's sort of an example. So, let me give you, for example, noong 2007, this is the summary of our Cavite Strategic Plan 2007 to 2012. To raise 11 pastors, 10 campus missionaries, and 300 group leaders, to serve 3,000 people. I'm sorry, sa IMUS lang pala to. IMUS strategic plan, this was, we sat down on this noong 2013 until 2017. So, we're supposed to raise up 11 pastors. Pastor Gio, do you know this, no? 10 campus missionaries, 300 group leaders to serve 3,000 people, plus a 1,000-seater facility, a church plant in Naga City, that was part of our goal, which we no longer need to do because Legazpi has already taken that on. 9 cross-cultural missionaries and 19 real life scholars by December of 2017. So dahil sa isang mahabang discussion that went on for maraming pre-meetings na prior, kumbaga pre-work, we did a lot of pre-work prior, getting in the right metrics, and then we gathered together for a day, consolidated our data, allowed the people to weigh in dun sa mga possible na direction, and everyone at the end bought in, and this was our summary, and we're saying for the next 5 years in IMUS, this is what we're gonna do. And if this be the only thing that we get to do over the next 5 years, solved. sobrang nakakatulong yun. I couldn't overemphasize how great it feels after a day or after a week and you go home and said, Lord, thank you God for giving me the opportunity to be able to do what I should have done. And you have that sense, that feel na, nagawa ko kung ano yung mga dapat ko nagawa ngayon. Now, not everything is settled at marami pa rin bagay na nakahang. Pero yung bagay na dapat ako ang gumawa sa konteksto ng local church, nagawa ko. Tapos masarap umuwi. Masarap talaga umuwi, bro. Masarap magpahinga. Yung, may mga iba na hindi nakakatulog, di ba? Nakatulog talaga ako maayos. Mahaba ang tulog ko. Kasi alam ko na yung mga bagay na hindi ko, hindi kasama dun sa napag-isipan mo na dapat naman talaga na ikaw ang gumawa, tapos nakahang pa rin, tanggap ko. O Lord, tanggap ko. Nasa kamay nyo na yun. Kumbaga, yung results na yun sa inyo na. Pero as far as my job, what I should have done, what I should be doing, with my time, with my leadership, where I should have focused on, I've done what I should have done. You take a look at my schedule, check yan lahat. That's not always like that. You get an 80 to 100% you know, batting average every week. At meron, minsan may crisis modes na isang buong linggo, wala kang iba nagawa. Bakit? Eh kasi may victory weekend this week, ang dami namin preparasyon. So, okay lang yun, mga out of the ordinary yun, na ano, na mga sitwasyon. Pero, as far as your regular work week is concerned, it is so defined. You know exactly which meetings I need to have and the things that I should be doing and that I should be able to prepare for. So, maliban dun sa 5-year strategic plan and the evaluation, the semi-annual evaluation that comes with that. So, every 6 months, evaluate nyo. Meron kang regular meetings na ikaw din na nagde-determine. Ang powerful nung fact na you own the time, you own your time. We're ministers and we're given the upper hand or the leeway to be able to determine our work schedule. Powerful yun. Some of us might say, kasi karamihan trabaho ko gabi. Alright, walang problema. As long as you put in your 40 to 50 hours each week, definitely not less than 40. Parang, di ba? Parang maya naman tayo. Yung mga volunteers natin sa church, they work 50 to 60 hours in their offices and then they devote 1 or 2 days pa sa church, di ba? Parang tas tayo. Hindi, hindi. Ayoko na yan. Hindi nang kasama sa trabaho ko. Makatamad na. So, I hope that we can honestly say before God, I was able to work at least 40 hours. I was able to give it 40 to 50 hours of my time each week. Someone asked me one time, Pastor, paano mo balansin yung ano, yung work, ministry, family, ganyan. Well, ang simple lang yung principle ko doon ulit. Dahil napag-isipan yung schedule ko for the week, napag-isipan ko yung ano yung dapat na mga gagawin ko at yung things that I and only I can do and the meetings that I and only I can do. Once I've done those things and I've given my 40 to 50 hours, I go home. So I work 40 to 50 hours and not more. That's work-family balance to me. Medyo ganun lang kasimple yung definition ko. Kasi the rest na hindi ko na kayang magawa, si Lord na yon. Ngayon, kasalanan ko kapag yung mga bagay na dapat pala ako ang gumawa, nakalimutan ko. Kasi dapat napag-isipan ko yung prior na dapat kasi ginawa ko muna yun. Merong progression eh, yung mga bagay. I had an opportunity to sit down with Pastor Adrian one time, no? In a visit to Santa Cruz. And I think we sort of did a crash course on this in one afternoon and we were just talking. Bro, thanks for listening. Ah. And I was just rambling on. Ito yung mga itsura ng, ano, ng mga regular meetings. Halimbawa, sa context ng local church, minimeet mo ang iyong staff. Or we call it our initiatives meeting, or eventually we call it the executive team meeting. Kaya executive team meeting kasi we make decisions. Tapos represented ang core initiatives. The core initiatives would be your discipleship, pastoral, worship services, administrative organizational services, at kung sino pa ang mga lead pastors mo. So you meet together for the decisions in the church. Inalis na namin yung admin meeting, ginawa na siyang separate para lang ma-streamline yung meeting na to. Ang goal sa meeting na to, 1 hour, 1 hour 15 minutes. Although, madalas 1.5, 2 hours. No, bro. So, in practice, it's different. Pero at least there's a goal na you work towards. There's a preaching team that happens every week. So, we preach this Sunday, we sit down this week. And usually, at least in a previous dispensation, we were able to do it 1.5 weeks, 2.5 weeks prior. Ngayon, di pa ako nakakapag-stabilize ulit, no? So, ngayon, weekly, nagmi-meet kami kapag kaya namin. Tapos, for this Sunday lang pag-iisipan. Pero ang galing nung advanced kasi nape-prepare ng mas maaga yung object lessons na pag-iisipan nung yung creatives, na pag-iisipan nung iyong team na gumagawa nung sa creatives. Kapag maaga yung natapos yung preaching. We have a staff victory group. So, we don't meet with the admin staff anymore. We just meet with the core initiatives. We sit down for decisions. And the admin director who sits in that core initiatives meeting now meets with the admin staff, with the admin people. Pero we gather all of the staff together for a victory group, for devotions. Every other week, twice a month. Then there's a meeting for training future pastors. Again, based on the principle that only a pastor can raise up a pastor. There's individual coaching. So say for example, we have around three or four pastors that we have now in Imus. My job is to make sure that I get to have interface with them. Some of them only once each month, others of them twice each month. Tapos ano yun, yung individual coaching, that's 1 hour, you sit down, you talk about the situations, persons, anything at all. So opportunity for your pastor to be able to personally talk to you about the things or for you to be able to personally coach them. Again, that's a whole new topic of its own, and I tell you this, this has great potential, individual coaching. Pastor Orly was relating that to me, I think, last year, in one of our coaching moments, sabi niya, grabe Pastor John, hindi pala ng individual coaching, no? Talagang ito, sa pito, ang kanyang inaasikaso, dami nun, sa totoo lang. Marital counseling is another meeting that for us is now that may not necessarily be the case for you. And finally, task meetings. These task meetings, ito yung mga meetings that come depending on the projects that you have now. For example, you have a building project. So therefore, you will sit down with your building team as a task meeting. Or you have a victory weekend. So you will sit down with your victory weekend team or events management team para upuan ninyo at sabihin, Pastor, ito po yung schedule ng mga teachers, etc. Okay na po ba to? Approve na ba to? Ito po yung budget, ganyan-ganyan. So that's a task meeting specific for a project. Now, if you plan the meeting well, ito, Pastor Nixon would say this, if you meet longer than 1 hour, it's a sin. Oh no, we are sinning every week. So, sorry. Sige po. Let me pause here. So, na-discuss natin sa personal at saka sa local church. Just for any questions, clarifications, or any additional comments.
Pastor John, can you just cite your experiences regarding being prepared to the meeting which is at hand? For example, our staff meeting. Is that a Tuesday or a Wednesday? That's my first question. Second is, how do you prepare? Because the day prior to that is your rest day. So how do you set up the time limit? And how do you prepare well for the meeting? And how much time do you spend preparing for the meeting?
Alam ito na mga kabiti pa. So sometimes I text them on Monday nights. Kasi doon ko pa lang napag-iisipan yung mga mangyayari for the week. Pero ideally, in an ideal world, at least my personal goal is on a Saturday night. After all the services, I sit down for 30 minutes, just look at my weekly schedule. And I text the people that I will be meeting with that week. Thursday, 11 a.m. Oh bro, just to remind, see you 11 a.m., please confirm. So, na-text na yung lahat by Sunday pa lang. Tapos doon na mangyayari yung supposed na preparasyon. Minsan naman, 5 minutes before the meeting. It happens, di ba? Parang papunta ka ron, nag-drive ka, Lord, kailangan ko talaga man. Tapos you just write down 3 or 4 things na sobrang kailangan mo pag-usapan ngayong araw na to, na kahit wala nang ibang mapag-usapan basta ito, ayun, nakatulong yun. Pero usually, when I write down the schedules on my calendar, meron yung portion na notes, di ba? Sinusulat ko na rin in advance. So, for example, may coaching kami, may paso early on a certain day. Tapos, based dun sa napag-usapan namin last time, i-review namin yun. Meron siyang assignment. So on that specific Wednesday, nakasulat dun sa Wednesday na yun, na ito yung tatlong bagay na pag-usapan namin ni Pastor Orly. So when I go to Pastor Orly, I just look at my calendar and look at the notes under it. I get reminded. I'm reminded already of what we need to talk about. Nakatulong po ito ng huso sa akin. Isang principle, yung 5S ng, ano nga ba yun? Basta yun, yung that thing. I don't even know what those S's are. Pero yung isa ron, segregate from the source. The idea of segregate from the source, kung kailan mo naisip, sulat mo na. Kung kailan mo naisip, sulat mo na. For those of you using iOS, okay, whether an iPhone or iPad, and now this just happened to me just last year, pero when I encountered Timeful, it's one of the best things that happened to me. Timeful. T-I-M, para sa mga full time. Timeful, yung puno ng time, marami kang time. Kasi na-integrate niya yung task list ko at saka yung schedule ko. Tapos meron pa siyang dinagdag na bago. Nag-create siya ng habits for me. May masusulat akong habits. Sabi ko, 3 times a week, dapat makaganito ako, makapagbasa ng ganitong portion ng libro, magsasuggest siya kung kailan ko pwede yung basahin. Lilitaw siya, depending on the butas dun sa aking mga schedules. Bro, baka lang magustuhan mo. Anyway, I encountered it, I really like it. It's all in one place. Dati, ginagamit ko pa yung any.do, tapos yon. Then, Opus Domini was referred to me at one point. And so,
bucket list.
Ha?
Bucket list is awesome.
Bucket list, ayan. So, tingnan nyo na lang kung ano yung mag-work sa inyo. Pero bro, may technology na. Thank you, Lord. Para sa mga taong disorganisado ang katulad.
Sige. Pastor John, I think
I'm not sure, no, pero I think most of us are starting churches or new church plants. Maybe you can show us or tell us the story on how you started and arrived to this level already, and how before you don't have any much stuff yet. But kat, siguro kami rin wala kami masyadong staff. Ako wala pa akong staff. So parang ganun. So how did you start it and how did you arrive to this?
Konting confession. Siguro for at least the first 5 years of my time in Victory Imus, there were many times during the week I was just playing games. Computer games. That's the way.
We're doing it right.
Kasi ito yan. Kasi hindi ko alam ang direction ko sa buhay. Tapos ito ang problema niya. Diba, as he said, when you do not plan your schedule, someone else will plan it for you. Those are the times that, you know, crisis comes, so someone will call, Pastor John, would you be available? I need to talk. So you feel good that you were able to do something that day because someone needed you. So you sat down with that person. The problem with that is that's demand planning. Kung ano yung demand, yun lang ibibigay mo na output. The problem with that is that not all demands are created equal. Not every demand on your schedule has strategic implication for the future. Not every demand on your schedule could actually move the ball forward, ika nga nila, pagdating doon sa direction ng church at kung saan siya dapat kapunta. Sige. In relation to what you said, no, Pastor Adrian, let me now go. There's another portion of this. Gawin ko lang yung sa part ng oversight. Kung ano yung nakita ko rin na isa pang aspect ng how that redefined yung the way you think and meet kapag meron ka nang ino-oversee na churches. Meron po ba sa inyong ganun dito? You're overseeing several churches. For example, may na-plant mula sa inyo, tapos now you're overseeing some. Anyone from here? We have a few. One, two, okay. So I'll just breeze through this quickly and then I'll go to that part na how this was developed. Okay, kung paano, the key word is clarity. If I know what I should be doing, then I can schedule it in advance. If I know what I should be doing. Most of the time lang, mahirap talaga yung mahanap. Okay. Sige po. Let's talk about, on the oversight side, seeking God, yung pa rin, meeting goals, agenda and prep. Tapos ito po yung nakatulong sa amin sa Cavite. Because at one point in our lives, I think it was in 2012, we sat down again and did a part two of the 5-year strategic plan. So tapos na yung strategic plan, we sat down again for the next 10 years. 10 years naman yung pinag-isipan na. And the method by which this was done was an appreciative inquiry. An appreciative inquiry is basically looking back at the past 5 years of the way we collaborated with each other and look at the positive experiences. Alin ba dun yung sobra mong na-appreciate? Alin ba dun ang dapat nating i-retain? Mula dun sa pag-uusap na yon, lumitaw yung big word na to, collaboration. Sobra naming na-enjoy yung the way we could collaborate in a peaceful way. In a peaceful way, okay? It was a decision to work on these four areas together. Church planting, leadership development of our staff or additional pastors for the province, building projects. Ang pinaka-proponent namin sa amin ito si Pastor Noel kasi siya yung arkitekto. So kapag mga times na may bibuild kami, hingi lang kami sa kanya na, bro, pahingin naman 1 million dyan. Yun, babadgetan niya lang kami. And then international missions, we wanted to work together. The fruit of the international missions was Timor-Leste 2012. We're believing God again for another one on 2018. We intend to send Pastor Danny to Cyprus because we love him so much. We want to ask him to get out. So there, bro. So we nakatulong itong apat na to na nagkaroon ng strategic planning, ng appreciative inquiry. Tapos itong apat na to lumitaw. At dahil doon, ngayon malinaw ang usapan namin. We collaborate on the basis of these four things or towards this purpose. It also helped us learn to work with each other better. Kasi alam namin, oh, may usapan kami, oh, bro, Orly, pakilaman natin ang buhay ng bawat isa. Kasi dapat, tanungin mo ko kung kumusta ba yung the way I treat my wife and my children. I need that kind of, concern and accountability sort of. Sorry for the word. We don't use that word much anymore. Yung accountability. Pero the idea is, I need someone to speak into my life. So, merong ganun. Pero alam namin na, pagdating sa churches, we help each other and we gather our resources towards these four directions. So, dahil purposeful ang aming pag-meet, medyo may certain level of excitement. I don't know if that's even true. I guess you should ask them, okay, if that's true. Pero when we meet together, alam namin may mapaplant na church, may mabibuild na facility. Alam namin may mangyayaring international missions. Right now, I think we are able to send at least 10 long-term missionaries out of this kind of collaboration. Alam namin may madadagdag na leadership trainings sa konteksto namin. dahil din sa pag-uusap na yun. Nangyari yan dahil dun sa thinking. Kung hindi namin yung ginawa, sabog din yung aming direction. We just meet together, tapos ang i-gauge namin yung success ng meeting in terms of how much fun we've had. Well, yeah, we do have fun. Pero alam mo pa rin na hopefully may na-accomplish. Kasama rin sa thinking side is the execution of plans. Bakit sa execution yan? Di ba sa meeting yan dapat? Hindi, kasi execution yan. Kasi pag-iisipan mo kung ano ba yung dapat mong i-monitor na data. Oh bro, di ba, sabi natin, may church plan tayong dalawa this year. Oh bro, what are your plans now towards that? Who's the guy? What's the preparations? Meron ba tayong ilan ang group leaders na na-ready natin para dyan? Ilan ang team heads na na-raise up natin to take on the church? Buo na ba yung core team mo? Bro, kailan ba tayo magsisimulang mag-asigaso? Ano yung bridge events? How can we help with the bridge events? So, you, in terms of execution of plans, I need to sit down and write down what do you need to ask Orly? What do you need to ask Noel? What do you need to ask Danny? So, that had to happen. Doon naman sa meeting side, it would be the 10-year strategic plan. The 10-year strategic plan is something that has been come up mula nung 2012. At ulit, ito, ganito ko na lang po siya iput, just to summarize. To raise 2,000 group leaders to serve 20,000 people and collaborate towards 4 Cavite, 3 interprovincial and 2 international church plans by December of 2022. So ulit, kahit wala nang mangyari at wala nang iba pang ma-achieve, basta lang we could work towards this and let God bring the results, ayos na. Okay. See po, I gotta skip because of the time. Let me now jump to this. Okay. Application. So, how will you now do this? Ito yung tanong ni Pastor Adrian kanina. So, paano nag-arrive at this? I'm gonna ask for two things. The first one is a clarity of purpose. You need to think through. So, dun muna tayo sa thinking. What will come out of your thinking and planning and praying will determine the kind of meetings that you will have. So, you need to find out, you need to have a clarity of purpose. What does that mean? You need to be able to come up with sort of a statement, a calling. I know, mukha tong baduy, pero nakakatulong to. Nakakatulong to kasi you have something to go back to. And really, this is for personal use. Kaya pwede mo talaga magsulat. Pero did you do something like that? When I was in college, I was asked to do something like that. So I wrote it down. I put it in a small calling card. Tapos nilagay ko sa wallet ko. Tapos nakasulat doon yung aking purpose statement. I would go back to that and say, God, this is what I'm gonna do with my life because this is what you told me to do. So, konting kwento. 1993. I was second year college, Asian invasion. I received a call from God. I felt that time that He wanted me to be a minister of the gospel. So that was my moment. So second year college. So alam ko na, in-nurture ko na. I went back to my brother, kay Pastor Gilbert. Sabi niya, John, nurture the call. I went to San La Union. Nandun kasi siya nag-serve as a missionary at that time. So sabi niya, John, nurture the call. Okay, sige Lord, in-nurture ko lang. So what will I do? Just serve, keep on serving. Finally, 1996, graduate na ako from college. In 1998, that was the time that I felt God interrupted me from work so that I would now study in the School of World Missions. Yun yung 10-year, 10-month school natin at the time. Tapos nagsimula ako, buti lang, hindi 10 years. Extended masyado. Dahil nagsimula ako sa youth ministry, sinulat ko to, Lord, I'm called to disciple young people. Simple, di ba? Hindi to masyadong highfalutin. Pero functional siya sa akin. Kasi ako, focus lang ako na. Anong gagawin ko? Young people. Kailangan ko mag-grow. I had to gather materials. How do you do youth ministry? And so on. 2003, yung time na pinadala kami sa IMUS. Na-include na yung families. Bakit? Again, I was forced to. Even though I was sort of one of the youngest couples in the church, we were only married for less than 6 months. And no, 1.5 years naman na pala. Pero yung daughter namin at that time was only 3 months old. So I was like very new in this whole family thing. Pero we had to counsel families, mga 40, 50 years old. Pero na-excite ako doon at nakita ko yung potential noon. At so nasama yun sa aking sort of a purpose statement. God, I'm called to disciple youth and families. In 2009, my wife and I had an opportunity. We're both physical therapists and there's something that happened. An offer was given sa school nilet kung saan siya nagtuturo as a teacher. And there was an opportunity for us to go to the US again, okay, for PT. So we had to sit down and talk to God. Prior to that, mga 1998, nilet go ko na yon yung opportunity to go to the States to work. Tapos ito, 2009, pinag-usapan ulit namin, for my wife naman, for her sake. Sabi ko na, sige sweetheart, pinagbigyan mo na ako. I've been in the ministry for the past 11 years now. So parang, let's sit down and seek God again. We sought God for a week, ng February na yan. Tapos pagkatapos na yung umupo doon, pagkatapos na yung pag-usapan yon, after a week, nabaliktad na. Parang alam na namin pareho, we're called to the Philippines. So yun yung nadagdag noong 2009 to disciple the nation. This culminated, so February of 2009, alam na namin, we're called to the Philippines. Hindi kami alis. And people would ask us after my brother, Pastor Gilbert, went to Timor-Leste, oh bro, mag-missions team ba kayo? I could honestly and, you know, securely just tell them, no bro, we're called to the Philippines. That was 2009, tapos biglang nagkaroon tayong 25th year anniversary ng victory. By July, Pastor Steve talked about honor God, make disciples, disciple the nation. And that hit me so hard. At that point, I went back to Let and said, sweetheart, ito pala yung dahilan kung bakit tayo malis. We're called to the Philippines to be able to help disciple this nation. Now, finally, fast forward lang ng konti. When Pastor Jure and the apostolic team talked to us around August of last year in relation to the VPC role, let me be candid for a moment. We went back to this. Wow. Parang the reason why we said yes was because, God, so ito pala yun, sinabi nyo na pala to sa amin noon pa lang, 2009 pa lang. We nurtured that call. Parang we just asked, God, how could we do that? How could we be able to serve towards that? Yung, pero dito ako ibinalik. Kasi I was asking the question kay Let's. Like, sweetheart, bakit nga ba't nila tayo naisip? Parang we are so insignificant in terms of a speck of all pastors and are serving. There are pastors who are way more experienced, way longer in the ministry, with bigger ministries, and so on. Why did they even consider us? Thus, Let reminded me of 2009 and told me, God gave you that.
Wow.
So, panindigan mo na. So, okay. Sige. Ayos. Touch move. So, naging ending ko, at ito po, maaring baduy ito sa inyo, pero at sa akin, nababaduyan din ako rito, pero pag binabasa ko to, naisip ko, Lord, it keeps me awake at night. I know I'm called to the Philippines to preach the gospel, to disciple youth and families, and to raise leaders who would disciple the nation. That's my personal purpose statement. Now, bakit ito mahalaga? Paso Adrian. Kaya mahalaga ito, kasi now, if you ask me, what should my activities be about? My activities should be about discipling people. Youth and families. What my activity should be about? Preaching the gospel. My activity should be about raising leaders or developing leaders. Where? Here in the Philippines. So, because my purpose was defined, it began to trickle down into my weekly schedule. So, what am I supposed to do in this church? Those same three things. I'm supposed to disciple, to lead, and to preach. Which now brings me to the next one. A clarity of tasks. Kapag malinaw yung purpose, direction ng buhay mo, at alam mo na dito ka talaga tinawag ni Lord at ito talaga yung dapat mong gawin, hopefully you'll be able to bring it to an application, a clarity of tasks, which specifically means your job description. What's your job description? Ano ba yung dapat mong gawin with your life? And that job description, when you know your job description, lalamanan mo na lang yun. Kung ano yung laman ng job description mo, gagawa ka ng mga meetings that would serve towards the job description. So, that's how you develop your own personal strategic plan. You know your purpose. There's a clear direction. Then you get down to tasks. How do you know your tasks? What's your job description? What are the meetings that correspond to your job description? Let me illustrate what that means. So for me, if you ask me, what do I do on a weekly basis? I disciple, I lead, I preach. What do you do next week? I disciple, I lead, I preach. 2 weeks from now, disciple, lead, preach. 10 years from now, disciple, lead, preach. I'll still be doing the same thing. I'm excited to go to my victory group, to do one-to-one. I'm excited to lead the extent to which God has given me at this time. I'm excited to preach the gospel. And every single week, I'm still as passionate. And this passion is growing by the week, by the month, because I so understand and know, if I just do these three things, I'll be able to live out my purpose from God. Have you come to that place of clarity? So, it really gets down to that. Is it so clear? Are you really sure you're called to that place? In that role? Is your job clear to you? Ano ba yung dapat mo kasing gawin? On a weekly basis? Pag malinaw na yon, then you write down the tasks that correspond to that. We're supposed to have a workshop, Madam, Ms. Celine, if you could just distribute it now. But we will need to end. So let me just conclude. This was 2013 when I presented this in the FUEL meeting. At that point, this was my job description. So this was quite clear to me. I'm supposed to develop leaders for Victory Imus in its various initiatives. So ang role ko sa local church, mag-develop ng leaders. Yun ang major ko na role. For its various initiatives, what's that? For the worship, discipleship, pastoral, and organizational side of the church. All right. And then I'm supposed to facilitate the collaboration of the Cavite House. So what do? I meet with them twice a month. In order for us to facilitate the collaboration, in order for me to facilitate the collaboration. And finally, at that point, I was helping out or participating in the oversight of the Victory Provincial Churches. So because this was quite clear, hindi na po natin gagawin yung workshop, iuwi nyo na lang yan. But because this was quite clear, so what do I do on a weekly basis? Well, you would find me finding ways to develop leaders in my local context. And then you would find me every other week doing ano. So, pag tinignan nyo lahat ng meetings na gagawin ko, I have 10 meetings at that time. 10 meetings that I manage every week. Each of those meetings contribute to one of those. Which is why at the end of the week, I go home and say, God, I was able to work towards developing some leaders, even though the only thing I did that week was to meet with the staff, encourage them, exhorted them, cast the vision again. I made some decisions here and there. I met with some of the future vocational ministers na nire-raise up namin. So, God, nagagawa ko po yan. Lord, I was able to meet with the Cavite Hub or to coach with Pastor Benji or Pastor Orly. So, therefore, I was somehow able to facilitate that collaboration. And God, Pastor Jure is planning for us sending me to sa Victory Santa Cruz because he cannot come because of a previous engagement. So, he sends me to Victory Santa Cruz. All right, Lord, I'm helping. I'm somewhat participating in the oversight of the Victory Provincial Churches. This is how my weekly schedule looks like. Medyo magulo po yan at matrabaho yan, pero, and that's really complicated. Pero pag tingin na mo, may, yung mga kulay blue, that's disciple. This is disciple. Sorry. Ayaw. Disciple, then lead, tapos preach. Tapos may iba siyang categories yung lead. Merong personal, may national or Victory Provincial, may Cavite, tapos may Imus. Tapos bawat isa sa kanya, nakasulat kung weekly ba yung schedules na yan? Sorry. Yan, okay. Weekly ba yung schedule na yan? Bi-weekly ba yan? O monthly? Tapos nakasulat yung number of hours that it would all take. Andito sa baba, yung total. Sorry, nakikita nyo ba? Andito sa baba yung total, 37 hours that week, for example. Tapos nandito yung goals ko for the end of the year. For each of those. Ito yung mga dapat na nangyari by the end of the year in each one of those meetings. Tapos those 10 meetings would include, ito po yung mga itsura ng mga meetings na yon. My victory group, my core initiatives meeting, leadership coaching, preaching team, staff victory group, future pastors, I know this is overwhelming. Pasensya na po. Cavite Hub, South Hub, I was sitting down. This was my input, sitting down with Alabang pastors. Marital counseling and certain task meetings for the week. Because with each of those meetings, I know that somehow I was achieving my job description. Now, kaya siya mukhang complicated kasi I built it from the ground up. It's not complicated for me because I was the one who wrote it down. You will need to find your own, I guess. And in that worksheet, dun sa pinakababa, you'd be able to write, see an example of such. Na meron kang certain tasks, part of your job description, the meetings that correspond to that, whether that would be a weekly, bi-weekly, or a monthly meeting, and then you total, so there's list of 10 para sa 10 na bagay. And you could begin to fill that out just for you to know, ito yung mga meetings na dapat ginagawa. To conclude, we said there are two things administratively that you cannot delegate. It would be thinking and meeting. How do you work towards that? You would need to think through to find clarity of purpose and clarity of tasks. Pag malinaw ang purpose, maging malinaw ang job description mo. Pag malinaw ang job description mo, maging malinaw ang tasks na gagawin mo. At pag malinaw ang tasks na gagawin mo, alam mo kung saan meetings, ano yung mga meetings na dapat ginagawa mo each time. 2 Timothy chapter 4 would exhort us with this. As for you, always be sober-minded. That's the opposite of me, you know, as a disorganized guy. I'm not sober-minded. I'm always hurrying, stressed, zooming from one meeting to the next. It says, endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. At the end of the day, we're called to be ministers of the gospel, and our final win is to be able to bring souls to God. Lest you think that it is about managing the organization. Not so. Not so. Pero meron diyang portion sa dulo, fulfill your ministry. So we know it in the NIV. So sorry, that's ESV pala. In the NIV, it would say, discharge all the duties of your ministry. Which means, what are the tasks that you should be doing that you and only you can do? Hopefully, you'll be able to write them down. It will be very clear. And you'll be able to discharge every single one of them because that was your responsibility and your calling from God. Sige po.